This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I was at the county fair in Valparaiso, Indiana, just a few days ago, watching traditions being passed along from one generation to the next. As they were exhibiting the livestock, the kids were learning a lot about work ethic, for example. And one of the things being passed along in many of our farm families is how to care for the equipment. Many kids and grandkids have learned that and carried that on into their adult life, and many have come to rely on Mystic Lubricants to keep machines working harder for longer, season after season. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition of caring for the equipment. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. That very tight congressional race in Ohio between Democrat Danny O'Connor and Republican Troy Balderson has tightened even further. Election officials there in Franklin County around Columbus found 500 previously uncounted votes in a Columbus suburb. So the margin of that race is just 1,564 votes. Balderson declared a victory Tuesday night in that closely watched race, but O'Connor says he's waiting for all of the votes to be counted. From this week in agribusiness, grain markets have been consolidating ahead of tomorrow's supply-demand report from the Department of Agriculture. The grain trade has many questions. How will the USDA change the ending stocks? How much will they raise the corn and soybean yields for this year? And just how accurate is that August yield estimate from the USDA? Well, Allendale & Incorporated's Rich Nelson has looked at this. He found that the August yields were within 2 bushels of the January report in only 6 of the past 20 years. They were within 2 to 4 bushels of the January report only 3 times. And that means in 11 of the past 20 years, there was at least a 4-bushel movement in the yields from August to January. Allendale is estimating the corn yield at 177, soybeans at 51 bushels. The group that calls itself Farmers for Free Trade is now coming out with radio ads that'll run over 10 Midwest states, much more critical than their television ads, which expressed support for Donald Trump, but concerned about the tariffs that he's put on. Our 3-year-old granddaughter, Miss Ellie, loves chocolate milk. When she's distressed about something, she calls out to her grandmother, "Chocolate milk, Mom, Mom." Well, have you heard that after years of being maligned, chocolate milk has risen as being not so bad after all? In fact, chocolate milk is now recognized as possibly the best post-workout meal. The journal Nature says chocolate milk has everything you need, the carbohydrates, proteins, fat, water, electrolytes, to restore your body after a workout. So yeah, Mom, go ahead. Everything in moderation, of course, but a chocolate milk treat now and then for Miss Ellie and Grandpa. And that's an order. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.